Learning Masechtas Nozir, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Doris Rava. Rava Darshan the Pasuk, Ma'idik Siv, what is Pshat in the Pasuk of Mishlei that says, Ach Nifsha Mekiryas Oiz, a brother, he was negligent, and therefore he left the Kiryas Oiz, this Kiryas, this city, this very powerful city, Umedionim Kibriach Armoin. And people who fight are like a bolt. So what is that referring to? Ach nivsha mekiris oiz ze loit shapirish me Avram. That's loit who left Avram, as we know in the Psukim. First of all, Tosfos explains that ach is referring to loit and Avram because they're called, Avram says, ki ash enoshim achim anachnu. We are brothers. And it says that that loit left Avram. He went to Sodom and he left. So Loit Shapiris Ma'avram. It says before that their shepherds were fighting about the grazing, and Loit left Avram. Umedyonim Kebriach Armoin Shehitul Medyonim. Because of that argument that Loit Howard Avram, it caused Kebrichin Va'armoin. There's like a bolt that does not let Loit's descendants come into Klal Yisrael. We know Amin Amayav came from Loit's daughters, and Loit, so these are the descendants of Loit, and halacha is, it says, Balav in the Torah, Loit Yovei Amoini Ma'avi B'kal Hashem. So the pasuk says, Ach Nifsha Mekiras Ois. Loit left his brother Avram, which referring to as a brother. It's really his uncle. And it's really his cousin. He left Avram. And Medyom Kibriach Armoin, and it's a... And the Yom Kibriach Arma means that it became like a lock. They were locked out of the nation. The Yovei Amoni Ma'avi Ba'al Hashem. Zot Moravai. The Doros Rava. V'Teima Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'idich Siv. What's written in the pasuk? L'Tava Yevakesh Nifrad B'Chol Toshia Yizgala. What's written in this pasuk? Pshat in this pasuk is L'Tava Yevakesh Nifrad Zeloit. That because of Taiva, he left Avram Avinu. So his Taiva, he wanted to go to Sodom. Because of the Taiva, he left Avram. Chol Toshia Yizgala, with Toshia, the lesson of Taira. Shizgala Kloina, but the Kisiyah is about the Midrash, it's the town, Amoini Ma'avi Asurim, Vasurim Isailam. So Toshia is the lesson of Taira. And Chol Toshia Yizgala, and all the Taira is exposed his Kaloin, which means his embarrassment. And what's called Torah? It means in the Torah it says Lo Yovei Amoini Ma'avi B'Kal Hashem, and in the Torah Shavah Peh, which is the Mishnah, it says Amoini Ma'avi Asura. There Asur Asur Nisoyelam. So you see, B'Chol Toshia Yizgala. This Isser is Misgala in all and everything in the Torah, and in Torah Shavah Ksav and Torah Shavah Peh. Oma Ula, Tamar Zinza and Zimri Zina. We find two examples of Znos. Tamar was Mizana, and Zimri. Ben Sali was Mizana also. Tama Zinza Yotzu Men Malachim Raviim. Tama, who was Mizana L'shem Shemayim, like the pasuk says, Kirasa Kigadol Shela, that Shela he was supposed to marry Shela, and Maisa Shela got older, and Yehuda didn't give Shela to her. So therefore, she wanted to have descendants from Yaakov's family, from Yehuda, and therefore she dressed up like a Zayna in order to have children L'shem Shemayim. Therefore, Malachim came out of her. How do we know? Because we know that Rus is a descendant from Rus and Yisha, Peretz, Yisha, all descendants from Tamar, and Avim, because it says, Omitz v'amatzio achim, and Amatzio was a melech from Zerah David, so you see that Omitz v'amatzio came from David HaMelech, and Yeshaya v'amoyitz were an Avim, because it's Yeshaya ben Amoyitz, and then it says in the Torah, ben Amoyitz means the father of the Navi also, so you see that Navim and Melechim came from Tamar, so you see Tamar, who was Mizan Hashem Shemayim, was Zaycha Yotz Ben Amalachim Raviim. Zimri Zina, he was Mizana L'shem Taiva L'shem Znus. Naflo Alav, Kama Revois Yisrael. You see, it caused a huge Magefa, like it says in the parashas Balak, there's a big Magefa in Klal Yisrael because of Zimri's Avera. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak, G'dayla Avera L'shma, M'mitzvah Shlo Yishma. So Pashup Shah in the reading is, Mara wasn't asking this, that a Avera L'shma is even better than a mitzvah Shlo Yishma. Even though that's a mitzvah, it's Avera, Avera L'shma is better than mitzvah Yishma. Right, the Gemara is that true? Vamar Rav Yehuda Amarav Lo Olam Yasek Adam BeTorah Over Mitzvos Afilu Shloim Shmon. A person should always learn Torah and do mitzvahs Shloim Shmon. Why? Shmetoch Shloim Shmon Bal Shmon. That means Avada. The ultimate goal is to reach the mitzvah Lishma. But it's kedai to do it shleil lishma in order to reach that goal of lishma. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that if you find that there is an inyan, it's a good thing to do mitzvah shleil lishma for whatever reason, because it brings you to lishma, but it's a good thing. So how can you say aveira lishma is better? So the Gemara says la'ema kim mitzvah shleil lishma, they're both equal. A aveira lishma is equal to a mitzvah shleil lishma. Now Tosis asks, how can you say that shleil lishma is a good thing? The Gemara in Bracha says, ha'usik b'mitzvah shleil lishma, noyach l'shleil nivra. It's better if he wasn't created. It's better if he was not created. That's what it sounds like from here. It's better if he wasn't created. Emphit Tosfos, that's when he learns Torah in order, l'kapeach acherim, in order to embarrass all the people, then that's better if he wasn't created. Mashenkin here, the shleil lishma was that he wants to look good, he wants to be called be like a big Rosh Hashiva. That's the Shalom Lishma, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not the ultimate, but it's good, could bring you to Lishma. But a Shalom Lishma that's in order to bother other people, that's definitely not good at all. It's Noyach Shalom Nivra. Akaponim, so Agamara says that a Torah of Eretz Lishma is equal to a mitzvah Shalom Lishma. Dichsiv, where do you find a Makar in the Pasuk for this? It says, Tevairach Nashim Ya'el Eishes Chever HaKeni Menashim Va'el Tevarech. Ya'el killed Sisera. There's a whole ma'aseh there that she got Sisera to be Mizana with her, and he got tired, and she went ahead and stuck a peg into his head and killed him. So it says in the Pasuk that she is Tevarech Menashim, and we Menashim Va'el Tevarech, and that's the end of our Pasuk. Menashim Va'el Tevarech. Who are Nashim Va'el? Who are the Nashim in the oil? That Sarah Rifka Rachel Leah, and like Tosfos brings down that by Sarah it says in Pasuk v'hinei ba'oil. By Rifka also says va'yavia Yitzchak ha'oil la Sarah imay. He brought Rifka into his mother's oil, so you see lashon oil by Rifka. Then it says also by Rachel Leah it says va'yetz va'oleah v'yavia ba'rachel. So you see that they all have, they call the oil. It says by all those four imayos the lashon oil, and it says in the Pasuk tivarech menashim ba'oil tivarech. And like Tais explains, uminashim hainu k'moy nashim. It means that they're equal to the nashim. So they're equal to nashim. So you see, aveira lishma is equal to a mitzvah shalei lishma. So already the mefarshim ask already, why is Sar Rivka Rachaleya considered a mitzvah shalei lishma? They did a mitzvah shalei lishma. So there's different pshatim. The mefarsh over here is very mechudish to pshat, which one of the mefarshim saying it that it's a doichik. But the Mefarish says over here, we can read it inside, the Mefarish is a Rishon, this is what he says, obviously we don't understand this, but it says, Sa Rachel, Zok the Mefarish, She'onru li Ba'alehem, Lovay al Shivchasam. They told the Ba'alehem to ba on their Shivchav, Lo'il Hashem mitzvah niskavnu, like they should miskane zubazu, they were jealous of each other. Rachel Ba'achaysa, V'sar V'alehem B'yemoyis, V'kulon Nemar, Behem Oil. Good to see, Sarah was jealous of Hagar. Right, but they're saying here, why did you want to have kids? Because you were jealous that she had kids. That's what the Pharisees are saying. Obviously, the Daichik, there's on their level of Shalei Lishma. Yeah, Rivka is a little bit of a problem. But like upon him, this is what? Yeah, it doesn't really mention it. Yeah, it doesn't mention Rivka. It's just a Shverkai. Others say Pshat is because that since they had Hana, so therefore, since they had Hana from the Bia, so therefore it's considered a mitzvah Shalei Lishma. And it's not the level of a mitzvah lishma, but it's taka a good question exactly why I saw Rivka Rachaleya called a mitzvah shalei lishma. So we're saying the Pharisees is a pshat, and others say pshat is since they had a hana from the bias, therefore it's considered on a level of shalei lishma. Of course, on their level. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Once you mentioned Yael, we say a memory about Yael. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Sheva be'ilois ba'alois rosh ba'isasha. At that time, the Sisera had with Yael seven different bias. How do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, the Lashon of Kriya and Afila Shiva, it says it all together seven times. Because it says, Bein Ragleha, it says, Bein Ragleha Kara is one, Nafal two, Shachav is three. Then it says, Bein Ragleha Kara Nafal, that's five. Basha Kara Sham is six. Nafal Shadud is seven. It says seven times the Lashon. So you learn from there were seven Be'ilas. And the way Tosfos learns the kasha is that since she's having ana, so lechayra, why is it such a big shvach? The mice is being nena from that veir. She's having ana. Now there's another problem here. What was the heter? We know that mznus is har glayaver. So Tosfos says that, like, it's like Esther Karka Olam. That's what it is. Karka Olam. Karka Olam means she's not doing anything. But Frank the Yavitz, what do you mean she's not doing anything? She's the one who, she's the one initiated here. Heck, it's Karka Olam means when she doesn't initiate. Here she initiated. Frank the Yavitz, Zelo Ivanti. Karka Olam, Zok the Yavitz, in the back. Lo Shayach Ela Ba'anusa Ke Esther. It's only by Anusa, like Esther. It's her idea. So therefore, the Yavitz is a different shot why it was Mutter, there was no Hargla Yavitz here. He says, the Yavitz is a story that's brought in other Achrayim. Elam Hashem Da'at Tzolatz Kol Yisrael Ha'isa Tluya B'kach Shlo Yosef Ha'it Sister Alessav Chal Yosef Rishayna. And therefore, if it's at Tzolatz Kol Yisrael, it's Mutter. That means even though it's Nuzet Hargla Yavitz, but Mokim At Tzolatz Gans Kla Yisrael, there's no Isser of Hargla Yavitz. There's riots to this, but like upon him, that's what the Yavis learned. But the Kasha Gemara is, Maisha Nena from Avera, and that should make it's not such a big shvach. It's not such a big thing, big deal. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Toi Voisim Shal Rishom, Eina Ela Roitz LaTzadikim. All good of Rishom, when it comes to Tzadikim, that is bad. Shenemar, Hisham Lachom, this is talk about a pasuk that Hashem comes to Lavan, when Lavan is running after Yaakov, so Hashem came to Lavan in a dream, and told him, don't talk to him, Mitoi Vadra. It says in the pasuk, Hisham Lacha, it says, Vayover Lakim Alavon, Harami Bechaloim Alayla, Vayim Alay, Hisham Lacha, Penta Daber, and Yaakov Matoy Vadra. Don't talk to him good or bad. So the Gemara says, Bishlom Ara, Shapi, you understand why Hashem's warning Lavan. Elo Toiv, am I Alay? Why shouldn't you speak Toiv? Why shouldn't you speak Toiv with Yaakov? So the Gemara, Elo Lav Shmami No, Toivasoi Ra, he Shmami No. You see from here that Toiva is Ra. Toiva of a Rasha is Ra for a Tzadik. Now, Tosfos points out that what was the Ra here? What was the Ra by Ya'el? It says, Bishlama, the Gemara in Yavama says this, Bishlama Gabri Lavan, the Midka Shem, the Rezchavim. The reason why all Toiva is Ra, because he mentions the Shem of Avodah Zarah. But Ya'el, what was the Ra? So the Gemara answers there, the Shada Ba Zahuma, that when the Goy was Mazana with her, he put into her Zahuma, some kind of Zahuma, which is some kind of bad Ruach, of a guy, and that went into her, that was not good. Therefore, even Toiva is Ra, Eitzel Tzadikim, is bad for Tzadikim. Zog to Maravai, the Gufa, Amra Yudam, Rav, Lo Ilm Yasek Adon Tarav Mitzvah Shvil Shor Shvon, Shemetech Shlo Yashvon, Bala Shvon. A person always should be Isaac Shloy Lashman, because that also is a level, because it can bring you to Lashma. What's the Raya that there's Schar for Shloy Lashma? Shevishar Mem Beis Karbon Ois, Shehekriv Bala Karasha in the schus of the 42 karbanos that Bala Karasha brought, Zachav Yotzmen Rus, he was zeicha to a descendant like Rus. What were the 42 karbanos that Balak brought? Because there was three different places, and each place was seven mizbechs, and each mizbech he brought a parva ayil. So figure it out: 7 times 3 is 21, times two parva ayil is 42. Is 21 plus two times two is 42. 42 kavanas. Are you going to ask me? So we're saying that was shloi l'shma, and because that it was zeich to something. L'chayra, we said before, there's certain shloi l'shma that's noyach l'shloi nivra. What is that? When it's shloi l'shma, the kapeach achayim, bother other people. Here, Balak was trying to kill Klai Yisrael. How can you say that this is called a good shloi l'shma? L'chayra, it's like the bad shloi l'shma. Enfert the Masha, Masechtas Hayriyos, that here he was scared. He was scared of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's considered the same level of Shloi Lashma of Lizgader and not like a Chayim, because here in Maisa, he wasn't doing it because he dafka hated Klal Yisrael. He did it because he was scared of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's considered a mitzvah Shloi Lashma. And because of that, Rus was a descendant of Balak. Now, how do we know? Rus, Bas B'noi Shal Egloi Melech Moyev Aisa. There was a king, Egloi Melech Moyev, beginning of Shaifdim. And Rus was, the way Agmar says it, a granddaughter of Egloin. So you see, Rus was a descendant of Balak. Now, Tosfos points out that there's no way that Rus was an actual granddaughter of Egloin, or some have a guess of a daughter of Egloin. And the reason is, because it says in the Gemara that Rus was very young when she became a Geyeris. So that means, in the time of Boaz, she was young. She was young, because it says that Yishalim Hashem Palecha Sima Schurit Reshleimah, that Asher Bas Alachzeis Tachas Knafav, as the pasuk says in Rus, and Bas is lost, and she came quickly. So that was the problem, because between Egloin and Boaz was more than 200 years. If you figure out the Cheshbon, because Egloin lived in the second Shefet named Ehud, the first Shefet was Steel ben Knaz, second Shefet was Ehud, and he was living in the Egloin was in the time of the second Shefet, and Boaz was one of the last Shefet. It was 200 years in between, like Tarsus points out. Therefore, when it says that Rus was a Bas Benoy Shel Egloin, it means a descendant, but not a grandson. It means a great-great-great-granddaughter. It means... How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back every single schar, even the schar of good, nice speech? The Ilu V'chira, that's the older one of Lot's daughters. Lot's two daughters were Zana with Lot. They both had children. And the first one named her child Moav, and the second one Ammon. Dila Bechira Tekrisa Mayav, which sounds like Me'av, shows which is very clear in the name where it came from, which is not Snua. Amalei Rachmana, so therefore when the Torah says they can't fight with Mayav, it says a lesson like this: Al Totsar as Mayav, Val Tiska Ba Mechama. Don't have Mechama with them. And it's much like this: Mechama Hud Loy. You can't have Mechama with them. Avatsuri Mitzarina, and you could be Mitzarah them. Vilu Tzira, but the younger one, the Karisa Ben Ami, but it comes to the Ammon, who didn't call the child Moav, which sounds like from the father, just Ben Ami. So there it says, don't say Mechama, because you can't even mitzara them. So you see, because of Sichana, they got a little extra schar. A person always, when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah, should try to be as quick as possible. We know Lot's daughters were considered a mitzvah, like learned in Amar Aleph, Bar Amar Aleph, that was Hashem Shemayim. So a person should always make the mitzvah, because the older one, she was schar laila achas, she kod mesah bechir l'tzira, the older daughter was makdim in the mitzvah before the tzira, zochsa v'kod ma'ar b'daris b'yisrael l'malchus, not garis l'malchus, she was zoche that four daris before the other sister, her descendants, entered Klai Yisrael. Rus was four daris before Nama HaMoynis. Rus came from Moav, and she already began to Klai Yisrael by times of Oyved, that was her son, and says Oyved Yishei David Shleim, four daris, and the Tzeira, which is Amoin, her descendant, Na'ama Amoin, is married Rechavam ben Shlomo. So you see that she was makdim, the light of Moav was makdim with Rus, four dairis before Amoin, before Na'ama. So you see, someone who does a mitzvah first is zoyche that she was makdim four dairis before her sister who had Amoin. And the Ger says, Kama Arba Yisrael, Arba Dairis be Yisrael. If you ask Malchus, it means in order to have Malchus, in order to be Malchus, and not Dafka Malchus, because Oyved was not a Melech, Yishev was not a Melech, that's why the Lashon Malchus is Shver.